We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
But if folks just listen to the Bible, think about how much trouble. Nearly all the trouble in this world is brought on by humans themselves. In cooperation with the devil, of course, usually. And nearly all the tears that are shed are selfish. If folks would just do what the Bible said, all they've got to do is just do what the Bible said, it'd save them so much misery. Amen.
Welcome to Incline Thine Ear. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Wonder if he was doing the will of God when he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Wonder if he was carrying out the will of God on the earth. Amen? I believe he was, don't you? I said, I believe he was, don't you? I believe he was, don't you? Well, if he was carrying out the will of God on the earth, then has God's will changed? No. No. See, that verse enough is enough to, alone is enough to convince us it's God's will to heal today. Now, here's another angle. Let's look at it from this standpoint. You've got your Bibles there. Turn over to the book of Hebrews. I quote these verses so many times, and I don't know, maybe I make a mistake by doing so. You read them and write them, mark them, praise God, and let them register on your consciousness, inner consciousness. Now, look at Hebrews, the very first chapter, the very first verse. God, everybody say God.
God.
Now, we know, you see, that is God, our Father, because we've been born again. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Amen. Now, then Jesus is God speaking unto us, then, isn't he? Huh? Is that right? Jesus is God speaking unto us. Wonder what he's saying. When he went about doing good and healing all that was pressed of the devil, wonder what he was saying. It's God's will to heal a few, not God's will to heal everybody? No. Wonder what he was saying. God was trying to reveal to man and say to them that I am the kind, loving, heavenly Father. Wonder what he was saying when he spoke to us by Jesus. We looked at it, you know, there in the 7th chapter of Matthew when he said, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your Father which is in heaven give good things unto them that ask? Wonder what he was saying. He's saying, just like you as a father, love your children, desire the best for them, give good things to them. So I, the heavenly Father, praise God, love my children just as much and more. How much more? How much more? How much more? How much more? Hallelujah. How many of you folks, if your children, your little child was burning up with fever, would heal it if you could? You would make it well? Thank God, God can. Well, why don't God do it anyhow? Well, he's not the one in authority there. You're the one in authority, and if you'd believe him, take his word, then you'd permit him to do it. God can only do what he's permitted to do. Oh, God's all-powerful, omnipotent, do anything you want to. No, he can't, because if he could, he'd make you pay your tithes. Somebody told me personally, oh, he said, this was back there during World War II, you know. Oh, he said, I don't believe in it, to me personally. Of course, I'd said something after the service. Come up and told me, I want to tell you something. I said, well, tell you, I want you to know I don't believe in that tithe-paying business. I said, neither does Hitler, Mussolini, Mr. Stalin, or the devil. That's awful bad company to be in with. He looked at me like I'd slapped him in the face with a wet dish rag. Blinked his eyes like a toad frog in a West Texas hailstorm. Sputtered a time or two and said, yeah, I guess that's right, ain't it? And walked off. Amen. That is bad company to be in with, isn't it? Huh? Amen. I said, amen.
Amen.
How come me to get off on that? Well, it's so anyway. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you see, what we got off on was there. Well, if it's God's will, if it's God's will, he'll do it. You know, if it's God's will to heal me, he'll do it. And he didn't do it, so it must not be his will. Well, you see, God or Jesus is not the one that's in authority in your house. You are. See, the body's the house you live in. And you're the one that has authority over that house. I don't have authority over it. You do. You can let God in or you can let the devil in. And in your home, you're the one that's in authority. Whoever's the head of the house, praise God, is the one that's authority. And you have authority. That's the reason you can believe for your children as long as they're small. As soon as they get up big and grown, married, got a house of their own, then they're the one over their house. Your mother and father don't have authority over that. That's the reason he said that God ordained that from the beginning. You know how much trouble we'd say, you mind me taking another little side journey here? Sometimes these side journeys help as much as the main line does. But if folks just listen to the Bible, think about how much trouble. Nearly all the trouble in this world is brought on by humans themselves. In cooperation with the devil, of course, usually. And nearly all the tears that are shed are selfish. If folks would just do what the Bible said, all they got to do is just do what the Bible said, it'd save them so much misery. Amen. Now you turn back to the beginning and see just what God said. Genesis is the book of beginnings. You know that, don't you? You know that, don't you?
Yes.
All right, you turn back to the second chapter of Genesis and see what God has to say. Now notice here that in this second chapter of Genesis, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them, and so on and so forth. And then the fourth verse, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth. Then the eighth verse, the Lord planted a garden eastward in Eden, so on. And then the Bible tells us that it is not good, in this 18th verse, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam, to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowls of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Now here's one I want you to get to. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife. That'd solve that mother-in-law problem a lot of times. Therefore shall a man leave, and that means a woman too. She leaves her father and mother. And cleave. You know what cleave means? Well, look it up. Don't let me have to do all your studying for you. Put an old simple English hang on to. Bless God, hold on to. Don't turn loose. Cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Works the same way for the woman. Somebody was talking about, bless their darling hearts and stupid heads. Right here. Got married, you know. Didn't have enough sense to leave his mom and daddy. Before you know it, you know, in a year or two, the marriage broke up. Actually, he's the one that did it. It wasn't her. She'd have stayed with him. But he sent her back home, you know. I said, well, I can't understand somebody. I said, well, in the first place, when you get into disobedience, you've opened the door to the devil. In the first place, he ought to have left his mom and dad. He oughtn't have stayed with them. I don't mean you can't live in the same town, but I'm talking about staying with them, being under their coattail and under their dominion and domination and authority. Are you listening to me? When you disobey God along one line, it makes it real easy to disobey God along another line. You get into disobedience, you open up to the devil. It's just better to listen to what the Bible said. Amen?
Amen.
Let the Bible be the final authority. Well, I'll go back to this again where we started there, where we left off. And you see, you've got authority in your house. And as long as your children are there, they're under your authority. But when they get up grown and get married and get out on their own, then they have authority over their house. You don't. Spiritually, naturally, or anyway. Too many times people try to, and that's where they get in a mess. But you see, God cannot do any more in your house than you let him do. Because you see, he made man, gave him a will of his own. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will, let him open the door of his heart. And even after you become a Christian, you don't lose your will, your free moral agency. You can incline your ear to God's saying if you want to, or you can close your ears to God's sayings.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Now, you know, April's coming up pretty quick, isn't it?
I know. Honey, we're going to be in Texas.
Yes.
We're going to be in Lubbock, Texas for our Living Faith Conference. That's March the 30th through the April the 1st. That's at Harvest Church, Pastors Brody and Jensen Christian. Yes. And then where are we going?
We're going to go down to New Brownsville to the Tree of Life Church.
That's right.
With Pastors Jessamy and Don and Jessamy Duncan. And, you know, that service times are right there on our screen. Go to rhema.org, LFC,
yes.
And you can find out all about it. And we're looking forward to being in those conferences
in just
a few weeks.
That's right, in Florida and then to Texas.
Yeah, then to Texas.
Our home state.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this life-changing message. That's next week on Rhema for Today. Have a great weekend.